Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080 The Fan.
All right, joining us now, the head coach of the University of Oregon Ducks football team, Mario Cristobal, as the Ducks get ready to head down to the farm and take on Stanford. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for the Guns N' Roses.
That's what we're here for. We heard you're a GNR guy. What's your favorite GNR song?
Oh, it's all good. I know that was from Appetite for Destruction, so certainly appreciate it.
All right, Coach, you guys are heading into conference play now, down to Stanford. What has been the most pleasant surprise for your team to you through the first three games of the year?
I think continued growth. I mean, the culture continues to get stronger and stronger. I know I say that word all the time, but it's something here that's real, and it applies to everything we do and high standards, and just feel that our guys have just made that decision to continue to elevate that, and, you know, it's really helping our team improve.
On the flip side of that, what is the biggest improvement that you're looking for as you've gone through 3 weeks? You maybe something you thought was going to be a strength that – you guys are still working through the kinks on as you enter conference play.
Well, I thought, you know, after getting hit with so many injuries at wide receiver and so many unknown parts out there, those guys really stepped up, and the passing game has really improved over the last couple of weeks. The defense continues to elevate its standard for playing. You know, certainly did a great job stopping the run last week and have a big challenge this week going against a team that's big and physical and pounds the ball well. But overall, both sides, offense and defense efficiency, have improved. And a part that doesn't ever get mentioned was the way that our kicking teams are playing. The placement of the football from a punting standpoint, a kicking standpoint, our coverage teams. Those things are getting better and are going to be critical down the road.
Coach, do you have any update with Jake Hansen at center and any of the changes that might happen with the offensive line heading into this week versus Stanford?
You know, we'll have most of our updates by later this afternoon or tomorrow morning. We like to give things time so we could evaluate them and have a real accurate assessment. So we'll know a little bit later, either today or tomorrow.
Ducks football coach Mario Cristobal is our guest. And, you know, you're a perfect guy to talk to about this because you're former offensive lineman and former offensive line coach. You know, what does it do, in kind of putting it in perspective for fans and people that watch football, what does it do to your offensive line when you have to replace your center? Calvin Throckmorton is you're not throwing a scrub in there at center. He's done a fantastic job. But what does it do overall to your offensive line when you have to replace a center, kind of the brain of that O-line?
Well, you have to have a plan every single day when you approach your team as it relates to practice and games, just because it's the one guy on the field that touches the ball on every play, right? So it starts and ends with the center. You know, the way we train our guys, we're a little bit different. We train our entire offensive line to understand the offense, both the run and the pass, like a center, so they could all call it, direct it, identify it, flip it, flop it, all that stuff. So but obviously, it's a really important piece. He's kind of like the traffic cop in there that directs things.
When you look at the film, I mean, you mentioned it, big physical. We all know Stanford's identity. That's been that way for years with Coach Saw. But when you put it on the film, do they still have that kind of physicality that you have always seen from them from the past and currently with this roster?
Without a doubt, they certainly do, and have probably more length and have some really impressive cover guys to complement what they do on defense. And, you know, on offense, I know they lost a guy or two, but, gosh, those young guys that they have put in there, those guys are our future stars in college and in the NFL. So, you know, we see them as a team with a ton of talent and depth.
You know, going on the road is something that it has been a struggle at times for the program, both before you got to Eugene and since you guys got there, winning on the road. You mentioned the culture earlier. What's the next step in the process of coming out and finishing teams on the road this season?
Well, and that's it right there, is being able to finish, being able to go out there and pack all the stuff that you use at home, all the toughness you play with, the resiliency you play with, the ability to execute against a team that's not going to, you know, really, it's going to limit the number of big plays you can have because of the way they play defense. So when you look at all the things that you have to do, they're going to force you to execute at a high level, and that requires focus and attention to detail. And those things, when you go on the road, are critical because you have to cut out the outside noise and play at a high level.
You know, a guy who's been awesome for you, tight end Jacob Breeland. He's kind of been the safety valve for Justin Herbert and a big play option for you guys. As you look kind of the bad news of Cam McCormick not coming back, can you kind of put into perspective the development and growth you've seen from your tight end, Jacob Breeland?
He's done a great job. I mean, started with the offseason. He had a phenomenal offseason, really developed his body. He's fast. He's strong. He's a guy that really now is doing a really good job blocking as well. So it's a guy that you want to leave on the field all the time because he could do so many things. So we're really proud of him and the way he's played.
One of my favorite parts about week-to-week game preparation was always the emphasis of a certain day or a certain part of the week. Now, I know it's Wednesday. It just depends on how you look at it. Is there an emphasis that you're talking to these guys this week? Hey, we want to control the line of scrimmage. We want to have that kind of intensity in the back end of the offense. Where are you looking for of kind of a point of emphasis for this week?
Well, that's a point of emphasis every single week. I mean, if you're going to win football games, particularly conference games, you've got to be able to control the line of scrimmage. And that's their goal as well. So it's, you know, their best against our best. It's certainly at the forefront of what we do all the time, from our indie drills to our unit, half line drills, 7-on-7 run drills, team run drills, run and play action drills. I mean, every way possible, we try to not only scheme it up, but practice it technically and fundamentally to give our guys the best chance for success by showing them the pictures, you know, showing them the pictures that they're going to be going against. And we do a lot of good on good work. You know, we're not a solely go against the scout team type of operation. We do a lot of good on good, and, you know, it gets physical in there, but you're going to need that come Saturday.
Ducks football coach Mario Cristobal is our guest. You know, third down has been awesome for the defense. On the offensive side, though, converting 38% of opportunities. Is there something in particular that you're seeing? Is it an execution standpoint, or is it just kind of a familiarity with being in third down situations? Because the last two games, it hasn't been that very often that you've been in third down situations.
Yeah, you know what? Well, we've had some good moments. The thing is, what's kind of interesting about that is first and second down efficiency has been higher. Mm-hmm. So that certainly affects it in terms of how you're moving the ball. But yeah, we want to be at the 50% mark when it comes to third down. We had some third downs last week that we did not convert on, that really hurt our percentages, because we were on track in the high 40s to get to our 50% goal. So bottom line is, got to get better. And we put a ton of emphasis on it. Today's actually third down red zone day. So we'll see how we operate today.
You know, that's great. You mentioned third down and red zone. I was going to ask you, one of my favorite stats, or I guess in the world of analytics of football, how important is that to you in your preparation and your analysis? Every coach are different. Some will say, well, the most important analytic is definitely win and loss. Duh. That makes sense. But is there something that you like to look at, like turnover ratio or something going into the game, and said, hey, this is what we want to improve on this week?
Yeah, it's changed over the years and how teams are winning games. I mean, the number one and number two, I would say, statistical categories that are directly related to winning games is having explosive plays and limiting explosive plays. I mean, those two things really just pop out at you in terms of analytics. And also third down conversions. And not just the conversion of it, but extending plays and getting explosive plays, especially as it relates to scrambles. You know, you see scramble rules being emphasized all over the country at all levels. I mean, I think in the NFL, in the red zone, I think more 80 to 90% of scrambles end up in touchdowns or big plays. So all those things are critical, and certainly things that we're working on extremely hard.
I'd like to get nerdy with you for a minute on offensive line stuff, because you have got a special one. We saw him as a freshman in Penei Sewell.
There's nothing nerdy. There's nothing nerdy about offensive line
Careful.
Play. Let's just get that straight.
Penei Sewell came in as a freshman, and he looked the part and he played the part. This year, he looks different. Like, I don't want to say shed the baby fat, but his body has transformed, and now he's getting rave reviews around the country as one of the best. What makes Penei Sewell on the outside so special from a technical standpoint?
Well, the first thing, I'm going to tell him that you called him a baby fat guy, so he'll be more excited.
Good luck with that, Dusty.
Perfect. You know, great, right? Yeah.
And then you could interview him face-to-face.
I said I didn't want to call it that. He just looks like he went from, like, being 330 to being 330 of a rock right now.
He's putting on his diaper right now, Coach. It's all right.
I am.
No, it's a good question. You know, the thing is, he came in with a great foundation. He played, he's still only 18 years old. So you're looking at a guy that great foundation, extremely powerful. Again, it all starts with his family, the way he was raised. His brothers are all tremendous competitors. His whole family is just in a football and strong family values. So he came in at a high level with a strong foundation, and he's I don't think I've seen a guy that just is as instinctive as he is when it comes to understanding concepts. He just gets it. He's borderline an auto-correct guy, or if you have to make a correction, it just doesn't happen again. He plays with a ton of pride and passion. He's, you know, some people play with emotion. This guy plays with passion because he loves playing the game and he loves the physical side of it. So he's just scratching the surface, man. He's going to get better and better.
Yeah, I mean, you saw in that Jalen Redd screen that he had for a touchdown. I mean, he came out from his tackle position, and he took out two guys. Two Montana guys from the tackle and got him on the perimeter. And that was, he's just moving differently. He looks like a different kind of animal there.
That's the way he's going to come at you when he finds out about the baby.
Love it.
All right, Coach, you know, one thing outside of, the football and the game this season, we were just talking about a little bit before, but a lot of buzz around California and that fair pay for play acts. New York and South Carolina have jumped on board with it as well. You know, the image and likeness for student athletes. Is that something that you've thought about as a head coach and the direction that it could take your program and the rest of college football?
You know, I certainly got to see all the details, the ins and outs of it. I'm just not familiar enough with everything that goes with that. Now, that being said, we do a ton for our student athletes, and I'm in favor of anything that could help our student athletes in any way, shape, or form. So it's about collecting information and checking it out.
All right, Coach. Good luck as your Oregon Ducks take on the Stanford Cardinals this weekend.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me. Have a good day.
Absolutely. Mario Cristobal, head coach of the Oregon Ducks.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.